This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on dancing too. That's a good one. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Like we always say, good vibes, variety. There it is. Pink Pony Club, Chapel Roan. God, love that song.
Mm-hmm.
She's, every time I hear one of her songs, I'm like, oh, that's okay. I like that. And then by 2 weeks later, I'm just like, oh God, this is the best song I've ever heard. Ah. You know what though? In the middle of the night, every night for at least the last week, I wake up singing Apatapate. It's like happening in my brain all night long. And I wait, it'll be 1 a.m. and I wake up.
That happens to me a lot too. And that one, like last night, luckily I caught the sleep wave and slept great.
Me too. And so did Maddie.
But wow. The night before, yeah. I had Apatapa just banging around in my head like a pinball.
Can't get it out of there.
Well, it's because it's a hit.
Yes, it is.
It's the earworm hit.
It definitely is. It's the greatest. Mm-hmm. I love it. Playing a lot of the greatest here at the Alice.
Good vibes.
That's what we do. Good vibes. Variety.
And your mom.
Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Your mom, anyway. Oh, both our moms. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
I like it.
This is our last chance. It's the last chance week for this. It's a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Listen for code words at 9:05. So we have one for you in about 2 hours, and then again around lunchtime. And then Janie's got it 4 times during her show, 3, 4, 5, and 6 o'clock, all on the 05s. We got code words for you. You text them to our contest line, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize vacation as well, including 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland resort, a hotel. Pretty awesome.
Mm.
Okay, polyamory. Now, this is a story that basically is about a guy named Neo. Not from the Matrix. Neo, N-E-Y-O.
The dancer guy.
Yeah, like I couldn't tell you one of his songs, but me and Maddie,
I think this guy is a judge on Dance Monsters.
I've never heard of that show.
Yes, you have.
No.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Do you mean
have.
So you think you can dance?
No.
Nope,
dance, Dance Monsters.
Never heard of it. But I believe you, and I think he's like an R&B guy, right?
Oh, I may be thinking of someone else because it looks like he's a singer.
He's a singer, but I see him listed for Dance Monsters.
Oh, really? Yeah. So Dance Monsters, I'm not sure how they do it. I believe it's on Netflix. I'm guessing they just actually do the show in green suits, and then they put characters on top of each of the dancers.
Oh.
And it's seamless. So you're, and I'm not even sure if that's how they're doing it, but it's these.
Do they, you mean it makes, like they could be making a T-Rex do dance moves?
Yes, but they're doing real, It's a dance contest, and they're doing
and
real
one of the judges.
Dances, and he's one of the judges.
Okay. So he must be a dancer. Well, it would stand to reason. Like, those R&B shows, they had some choreography. And
I just know because my kids watch Dance Monsters.
I've never watched a dance competition. I do think that people dancing is very amazing, but I can't sit through like a ballet or... And
well,
I had to
you
go
might
to
like
enough.
This because the characters are fun. They're truly...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like,
so it isn't just people doing dances and being amazing. I'm not saying it's not amazing.
There.
Oh.
They're so, full-on characters.
Like, so it looks like there's dancing. There's the human is dancing, and then there's a character that's following the moves that they're making? Are they on at the same time, or is it one
no,
overlaid
you don't
on another?
See, you do not see the human at all. You only see them like that.
So they
there's
compete
a picture we're looking
as
at.
These characters.
Yes.
They're
and so
like Masked Singer, but...
It is kind of like Masked Singer.
They're not dancing CG in dancing. Costume. It's all CG. They're doing something...
Funny.
After the fact.
They're all quite different. That's, you know, as a creative person, that would imagine being a person who had to come up with new monsters and design. Like, those are all very original. I mean, a mummy, I guess we've heard of that. And there's an alien, kind of like a robot-y looking chick, maybe a kind of Sonic the Hedgehog
so
looking
this
thing.
Is, I just want you to know that I know Neo from that show.
Oh.
And I know that show. From my kids watching it regularly.
Well, maybe that's why he's even being paid attention to these days because of this Dance Monsters thing.
He's a judge.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense because I feel like I haven't heard much about this guy at all. I it's a name I went, Neo. Yeah, okay.
Looking I feel like I've... when I looked him up just now, the newest hit that I see is 2015.
Oh, like his latest time on the charts or
that's
something?
That's what I'm seeing. And then you see as early as 07, yeah, 06.
Well, he has a big following. I mean, I would say 4.7, 5 million people, whatever it is, has a, that's a pretty good size following on Instagram. I mean, that's, it's not Selena Gomez, but he's got almost 5 million people following him.
Okay,
and
so what
I
Neo
bet more
do?
People will jump on after this. He is has introduced us all to his four girlfriends.
Oh.
He's got four of them. There they are, Vin. They're just, she's going slowly around him. Each one more gorgeous than the last. They're all beautiful ladies, and he's all about them. So,
the pictures that we're seeing, or the picture we're seeing where he's circling, they're all in, do you call that dinnerware, or do you call that gowns? What would you call that?
I call that club outfits.
Oh,
we're
okay.
going to go to the club. And dance. We've all got our bellies out. Our boobs are barely contained within the confines of our very shiny, sparkly dresses.
Okay.
They're gorgeous.
All four of these girls.
These are his four girlfriends.
Date Neo.
Yeah. So there's other pictures, too, as he introduces us through each one.
They can't even
nicknames.
Look at each other, though, so there's some problems here.
Yeah, they are standing back to back as he goes around. Yeah, I know. Let me ask you a question. I don't know that much about the polyamory thing, but I don't think it's just like one dude loves four chicks. I think it's they all love each other. I thought that polyamory was about a quintuple. Like they're not a couple or a throuple. They're five
As
of
I've
them.
Heard it explained to me, women tend to have a more fluid sexuality than guys. So maybe that is possible.
But I'm thinking if it's truly a polyamorous relationship, do the girls, okay, so they might, like two of them might leave together.
I can't pretend to know anything about it.
Neo took to Instagram to introduce us to all his fabulous four girlfriends. Very busy. He'd be very, very busy with that. He, let's see. He calls the four his pyramid. They all have fun nicknames too. There's Pretty Baby. Twin Flame, which we've heard before. That one's the first one to blow out, by the way. Phoenix Feather and Sexy Little Something. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
There's a question online as I'm looking at Neo's page on Google, and it says, what happened to Neo and his wife? Neo and Crystal's third child, Crystal, I guess, being the wife, a daughter, was born on June 2021. In April 2022, the couple renewed their vows in Vegas. 4 months later, Crystal filed for divorce. With allegations of neo-fathering a child outside of marriage.
If only she had been like, okay, let's just invite some more ladies into our marriage.
Their divorce was finalized in January 2023.
Oh, okay. Well, so it's taken him long enough to, you know, assemble these four new girlfriends.
He is living it up, but he is a dad too.
Well, he's got to be, I don't know how old he is. I didn't look that up, but I'm going to.
45.
Okay. So he's old enough to, like, who knows how old his kids are. Although it sounded like.
Well, one's a baby.
Yeah. I wonder if he had other marriages. You know, this guy is clearly into having a harem. So why doesn't he just go for polygamy? Oh, is it because it's illegal? That could be it.
Well, if he's able to manage this and they all seem on board, I don't have
a problem
with
it. Nobody's currently killing any other ones. They all seem pretty happy.
I definitely would love within my own marriage to have a lot more sex. But I do not have the patience to deal with multiple partners and juggling calendars and schedules. And there's just no way it would work for me.
If you could keep it all together, though, and everyone was getting along, it might actually be super convenient to just be.
You just said that's the biggest question of the day. If you can keep it all together, and I can't. I just said
right.
that. But he clearly
can. But what
can.
If two girls came to you? I mean, let's forget, you know, that you have a family right. and that that's the thing. Two girls are like, we both equally love you and we love each other. Like, don't worry about us. Just pick one of us each evening for the rest of your life. And if you get bored with us, we'll add a third. We don't care. What? We'll also work.
Here's the problem.
We'll care for the... There'll always be someone to care for the children. It won't have to be you.
For the sake of what we're doing on air, I mean, it would be easy for me to say I'd love that. And I kind of think I would love that. But then I also know I have a tendency to like someone that I'm doing. And
You can't like two girls at once?
I would like one more than the other, I'm sure. And eventually it would be like, I don't want, no.
Mm.
I have to phony it up to be with that person, and I'd rather be with this person.
I don't know. What if she has, like, you know, some special talent?
Well, then what? Then that's the one I'm with.
Well, but you really like this other thing this other lady does. I don't know.
It's just not for me.
God, we put so
that's
many,
my point.
Put so many confines on each other.
You're on
Maddie's
the show.
There. Look at him. Look at his face. Maddie's on the show. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd give it a go. No problem. Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Just give it a try. See how it goes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think.
You think that you would end up liking one over the other and find yourself going, I really
it's kind
don't.
Of romantic that that's what you think the problem would be. I think that's really sweet.
I'm not trying to be sweet or romantic. Mm. It's lame.
No,
I'm lame. I wish I could just be all.
I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Whoever, whenever.
I mean, you have one for one's the hang out on the couch, watch TV.
Loves
girl.
Football, makes yeah. great sandwiches.
The other one is just crazy
excellent
in the bedroom.
That one thing. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Then there's maybe a third one who's like a super
that's
nurturer, you know,
yeah,
makes yeah, pies like all the time and loves to take care of the children and writes children's books.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I'm in.
Well, good for Neo. It sounds like he's, I mean, yeah. in theory, as you're explaining it, it sounds like he's living his best life.
Oh, it really does seem, great. I mean, if you're him, they're all very beautiful. I found myself really snagged on these photos and thinking, how do they? And then I start scrolling through the comments. The first comment I say is, oh, wow, four girls with low self-esteem. I'm like, or maybe there's so much of him they need to share.
Does anyone say anything like, you better keep that Dance Monster show on TV, Holmes?
Cause no.
Oh, yeah. That would be the hard part.
Bills to pay. Oh, my God.
I have to take him out to dinner and four of them?
There's the photo. They're all out to dinner. Yeah. He doesn't even have to take one at a time. He just brings them all.
They all just go. And I cannot tell what they're eating either. It looks like maybe gigantic smashed crickets, some kind of green casserole. I just don't know what's happening
nice
in this place.
Spinach dip, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that could be spinach dip. What do you think? Like, you think those are like ribs or something? I can't even tell what the food is. I'm like, no thanks to any of that food. All right, I'll try it. The hell with it. What do you think? What is it?
Those
what is it?
Look like
fish planks that have googlies on the edges?
Or pizza, like straight pizza slices.
Straight pizza, or Like maybe like a chicken satay?
Or maybe, I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah,
whatever.
Mm. Yeah. Neo eats food. Whoa. So.
Well, I mean, what he's showing you, like you'd think he wouldn't post this, but of course he did. Here he is with four ladies.
Mm. All very beautiful.
And a,
beautiful.
And a table full of drinks and food in front of them. The night is young, everyone.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
What's going to happen?
Well, we all know that something's going to happen.
Well, one of them's going to have too much to drink and get really mad at the other.
Oh.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I have a feeling these girls are a little on the fiery side.
I don't even know if it's the girls. It may be him. Who knows?
For sure. Maybe they have to hold him down and like do things to him until he knocks it off. I don't know.
Man, you make everything sound way more fun than it probably is.
I don't know. Look at the picture of these girls and they're only half dressed. I'm like, I think that guy's having a pretty good time. I just don't know. I mean, you might be able to handle that for like a couple weeks. Looks like they're, boy, they're.
And then you're buying Viagra,
I don't know.
A dumpster in an alley.
Maybe. Is that where they sell it? I didn't even realize.
You go down to the Tenderloin to get some.
Oh.
Hims, cut me off. I need
the good stuff.
Isn't that what that site's called?
Yeah. Hims. Yeah.
You get
absolutely.
Your
Hims anymore.
And your wiener medicine.
All in one spot.
And your Ozempic, I think.
You can get that there
that's
too.
That's hers. Hims and hers.
You can get Ozempic off of hers?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, you can get Ozempic off of anywhere. It, like those things, if you can pay for it, you can get it.
Whoa.
It is not difficult. J-Lo. Let's talk a little bit about J-Lo.
How's she doing?
She's furious. Oh. Her photos of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner together. Ben Affleck.
You mean the parents of some kids?
Mm-hmm. She does not. She is like, they're just throwing that in my face. They went out shooting paintballs and he put his arms around her.
With their kids, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, one of their kids' birthday. It's very stupid, this story, but she's allegedly furious over the photos of them together. I guess she wanted him to curl up into a ball and cry for a few years. Is that? However, and we did speculate a little bit about, he is holding her, but they are co-parenting. They are clearly friends. They stand very close to each other and love their children together. Jennifer Garner's boyfriend, John Miller, was seen with his ex this past week.
Oh, do they have a kid?
They do.
Oh, well, there you go.
But here's the thing. They hide that from you until the bottom of the TMZ story, because I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. Because I guess they filed for divorce 4 years after they actually separated. There's a whole timeline in here.
Ben?
No.
Oh, the boyfriend.
John, what's his name?
Miller.
John Miller. The girlfriend's name is Caroline. Sorry, the ex-wife's name is Caroline Campbell.
Okay.
They were spotted together spending time just a week after Ben and Jen were hugging at a birthday party. It says the businessman and musician, I guess he's the businessman and she's the musician. This is the Johnny Miller, the John Miller. Caroline Campbell.
Oh, so she's not of the soup
fortune? No, she's not an heiress to the soup fortune.
Oh, okay. So she's, what did you just call her?
Musician.
Musician,
she's a musician. They were spotted getting into the same car on Sunday. Unclear what they were up to. But then it turns out if you keep scrolling, they have a kid together. And that's, I guess, what they're up to. They're also co-parenting. Let me see if I can find the thing here. There was a whole timeline for these two.
I saw this story this morning. I didn't even mean to read it. And I don't mean to, if I'm rad-niching seriously, just throw your coffee mug at my head.
Stop it. Go ahead.
Ben Affleck is leaving a Laker game with his boy. And apparently there must be a place they sell shoes in. Did you see this story?
Is it the $6,000 thing?
Dior.
He's all like, I'm not buying you $6,000 shoes.
The boy's like, oh, Dad, these are tough. You got to get me these. And his dad, not only does his dad say, I'm rich, you got no money. That's a lot of lawn mowing. And I went, oh, my God. There's no way he's quoted. But he did. He quoted that to his boy, even though I'm sure his boy's like, Dad, I'm in a mink coat.
Yeah. Hello. Like, I'm rich too, bitch. Believe what you want. But I actually feel like good for Ben.
Oh, he fought him off, the boy off one time.
I'm not buying you a $6,000 pair of shoes. Those are stupid looking shoes, too.
Listen, we'll order those online when we get home. But we're not, all the people are watching. I mean,
try to curb your enthusiasm until we get home. Anyway, Jennifer Garner has been dating this John Miller cat since 2018. I mean, that's at this point, that's long term, 7 years-ish. That's the same year she and Ben finalized their divorce after announcing their split in 2015. John and Caroline finalized their divorce in 2018. They filed in 2014. So they were in no rush until he starts dating Jennifer. He's all, she's marriage material, Caroline. Let's finalize our divorce 4 years later. So they're co-parenting. But it is fun to speculate about. So, and I put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, because it's as adorable as you think it's going to be, Jennifer Garner has a huge purse and she did one of those What's in My Bag videos. And she's just darling. I sat, I watched it. I watched the whole thing.
Well, she's great.
Yes, she is.
You know she's the llama mama, right?
I don't know that about that.
Okay.
What is that, a voiceover that she did for
yeah,
the...
Yeah, she does cartoons. She's the llama mama.
Llama was my mom.
What movie?
It's a cartoon for kids.
Oh, it's called...
And she, no, she's the llama mama. I forget what the cartoon's called, but she's the mom. What is that called? Anyways.
The llama was my mama.
Llama mama. She's the llama mama.
You're right.
But I don't know what it's called.
Well, she's very likable, quite adorable. And they're all just trying to co-parent together. Well, in this crazy world with the paparazzi following.
He did grab her by the you-know-what.
He did. Oh, my God. It really, I mean, maybe it was just that as he dropped his hand, the camera got it when it was completely right on that spot. But I'm sure Jennifer Lopez what?
Cameras will catch you in a compromising position from time to time. It's like that time you took that extra deep bite of that banana. It was like, oh, my God.
That was still a screenshot, and it was the banana was already almost gone.
By the way, the show is called Llama Mama.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, it's called Llama Llama.
Llama Llama. Oh, Llama, that's Llama. What it's called.
Llama but Llama.
She's
the mom,
but she's the Llama Mama.
Yeah.
All right, what you got coming up?
She's America's sweetheart.
She is. She's great.
It's an anniversary of sorts, and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Houdini, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You can see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Leading Ladies in NYC. Head to RadioAlice.com and enter for a chance to win a trip for two to New York City with round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and tickets to Odyssey's Leading Ladies, starring Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, Cassie Ashton, and Haven Madison.
Odyssey.
I met that lady.
Yeah, she's great.
Haven is great.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
Super rocking talented. Little show.
Yeah. And you and her were like supermodels backstage, just voguing for the camera.
Thank you for noticing my mad supermodel talents, Vincent.
I didn't mean to be laughing so much, but it was actually quite funny and entertaining.
We had a good time. Mm-hmm. She was great. Like, really wanted to, came to play.
Yep. Okay, so you'll see some sunshine today. Actually, I see blue skies overhead here in downtown San Francisco. You'll see sun, but the clouds will start to stack up. And the rain is coming. The North Bay will see it over Tuesday into Wednesday, and it's going to go for a few.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. Oh.
Happy anniversary?
What am I celebrating?
Look at the calendar.
March 11th. I don't know. What am I celebrating? Tell me. Tell me everything.
5 years ago today, we were sent home.
Oh.
Actually, we were sent home on the 13th.
Yeah.
But happy fifth birthday of COVID-19, if there's such a thing.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization declared it a global pandemic on March 11th, 2020.
Oh. That's when it happened. So that would have been the Wednesday of that week.
And then we got our stuff to go home with and didn't come back for a couple of years.
I think we did that week. Yeah, I know, right?
How long were you guys at home?
2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Well, at one point, I mean, we were sent home because that's the way it had to be. And then it was like, we don't want to come back. We like this.
Yeah, we were like, don't ask that question ever again.
We'll rig the whole thing up. Like, it works.
Yep, it's all set. And, you know, you start to get new systems in place. Like, we were slick. It was good. But, everybody's got to get back to work, it turns out.
Within days, the world unraveled after March 11th, 2020. If you weren't holed up in a bunker, you were arguing for toilet paper.
It was a very, very surreal time. I still kind of can't believe that it happened.
President Trump declared a national emergency on March 13th. Then schools, businesses, and borders closed. California became the first to issue stay-at-home orders on March 19th, and then other states followed.
Mm.
The stock market had its worst crash since 1987, and yesterday. Oh,
don't look at it.
I look at it, though. You know that I do. I try not to say it all the time.
I was like, that's like a solid percentage.
What?
That's not...
What's going on around here?
John comes over, he pushes my computer top close. Don't just stop it. Don't look.
Right.
It's too late, man.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah, the actress. Wonder Woman.
She put together that Imagine video for everyone.
That was terrible. Did she put it together or was she just the first one on it?
They call her the mastermind behind the out of touch Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven.
When she told everyone, we're all in this together. And everyone said, no, we're actually not in a mansion with plenty of money in the bank.
Right.
Nope. We're not in this together at all, Gal Gadot.
I just opened a pizzeria yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, I can kiss that goodbye.
I opened my my company, Jam Street Media, 6 months before the pandemic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was fun.
Mm.
The World Health Organization finally declared COVID no longer a global health emergency 3 years later on May 5th, 2023. According to official stats, 7 million people died worldwide, including 1.2 million in the U.S.
Mm.
That's one of those things where there were a few people I followed, and one was a good friend, but another one was just someone I followed that got sick, ended up on breathing, like
respirator.
Lost
yep.
so much weight. Mm. They were skeletal. Mm. And the guy I'm thinking of in particular fought his way back. Like his wife was posting and he's an artist. So I was aware of him through his art and just was shocked to see this pretty
robust,
sturdy dude right. turn into a skeleton and then fight his way back.
Mm.
So anyway, COVID-19 today is 5 years.
Do you remember early on in that whole thing, there was a woman and a man, they were like a married actress and dancer.
Yes!
And he went to New York to like pick up a couple of things out of it from their apartment because they were about to hunker down. And he picked up COVID.
I don't remember their names, but it was a big story.
It was one of the horror stories early on because I want to say before he passed, because he did die, they were like amputating legs and arms. Like they were taking all these parts off of him. Like it sounded like he had some crazy thing going on. But it was a horror story because it sounded like that was what COVID was.
I just flew recently and had a fine experience.
Yes.
Went fine.
Yes.
I mean, I did lose a couple things.
Yeah. And you had to sit between two people.
Well, no, they pushed me over into the side.
Oh, that's right.
There was an argument as to whether no one wants to sit in the middle. And I was like, I'll sit in the middle. Can you guys just decide what you want to do? Yeah. So I can.
You're a couple. You can sit next to each other.
Whatever
I'll take
you
either
want
side
to do,
or the middle.
I got a ticket. I want to sit down. That's all.
And there are people backing up behind
me. Sort yourselves out. Decide where you want me and I'll go there. Well, no one wants the middle. Then I'll go in the middle. Stop saying that, old man.
Mm.
Jeez.
Keep the window. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Old people.
Southwest Airlines, and I didn't fly Southwest, by the way, but Southwest Airlines is now ending free checked bags for most travelers.
Oh.
Starting May 28th, 2025, only Southwest Rapid Rewards A-List preferred members. I'm pretty sure that's not me. If you're out there like me and you went, am I in that? You're not in that. If you don't know you're in that, you're not in it.
Feels like a thing you earned.
Southwest Rapid Rewards A-List preferred members.
Jesus, that is a whole lot
sure
of words. On Southwest, I don't think so.
Business Select fare passengers will also continue to get two free checked bags.
Wow.
Anyway, check with these cats before you fly because they're finding new ways to make this even more difficult
and
annoying.
I just don't like the fact that they're basically saying you've got to pack a carry-on. There is already no room for any carry-ons. Like, people don't want to check bags anymore, so everyone's got this oversized, like, it just doesn't. It's, you know that little thing they have where it's like you should be able to fit your bag into this little space, and that's how big your carry-on can be? But then people have, like, extra bags that
stick
out off the front of it.
I'm going to solve this problem for you right now.
All right.
We're pulling out those things that hang overhead on the plane. We're just pulling them out.
Yeah.
You know what? You're going to be able to stand straight up and wait to exit the plane without clunking your head on a thing. You're also not getting to bring bags on the plane anymore at all.
So just when they get there, would they take you? The bus takes you to Walmart. You buy all the clothes you need for the week.
No, you check your bag under the plane. There's no bags on the plane inside.
That would be great.
None.
People just don't want to wait at the carousel. I don't care. I always check a bag. I'm like, I am not going to worry about it. I'm not lugging it through the airport. I want to check it and be done with it.
I know.
John is so mad. I hate waiting for that thing.
This is a problem mostly for tall people like myself. But in general, it's a thing you clunk your head on every time you're trying to get off the plane. It's like, well, you know what? And everybody's like, oh, I got to get a third bag in here. Oh, please don't check it. I don't want to not have my stuff with me. Why? Why?
You're sitting on a plane.
What's
they
the
obviously
difference?
Need their medications every hour.
Is that what's happening?
Don't ask me, Vinny. I don't know why. I'm with you. I'm like, do you really
need all that stuff? I just need all my stuff around me.
So no, just don't. Check the bag. If you need all your stuff, check your bag. You're on a bus with the rest of us. Stop it.
Yeah. Everybody's
got their thing, though.
I just solved it, though. That's the thing. No more bags on the plane.
Good job.
They're all going underneath.
Okay. Great. Okay. I'm sure that'll totally work.
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I always wonder, like, why is everyone standing? I just stay sitting. Why you got to stand up? You're just asking for
because
it.
I want to leave.
Yeah, we all want to leave.
So
we're all
badly.
Going to leave, but it's just one of those things. Why you could just stay in the
it
seat.
Is an un. It's like that. It creates a situation that makes you, makes me, I should say, feel bad about myself in that I'm like, you're not getting past me in this line out the door.
Right.
I don't want to be the plane police, but I'm telling you right now, I'm not letting you do what you don't think I have somewhere to be?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't think I want to leave?
Right.
I'm about as hyper as they come. I'm a sprung monkey and I need to leave too.
Yes.
Don't
everyone
pass
wants
me.
To leave.
Don't try it. Right. I'm going to.
If we could do it in an orderly fashion and everyone wasn't just trying to get... And that's the thing. It, like, you're just going to catch up with the person in front of you.
It's
not like you're getting ahead. You're not leapfrogging the line.
I know. But there I am, policing.
Don't try to
pass me, old lady. I'm not letting it happen.
Right. Your seat is behind my seat. I get off first.
Right. Thank you.
Shame.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast
fact. Now that we've solved all that airplane
fast,
stuff.
Fast,
get to some fun stuff.
Fast. Coldplay.
Oh, what about them?
Coldplay has never had any lineup changes, even at the beginning.
Oh.
They've also never used any core touring musicians. It's been the same four guys playing and touring together since day one, almost 30 years ago.
Whoa. We're old.
Wow.
And they like to sew together.
They
Sarah
do.
Told
yeah,
us
yeah,
that
yeah.
story.
Well,
and it's
do,
like, oh,
they sew
you
patches
you
and all their
clowns.
Stuff. They have like a little sewing circle. It's adorable. What other bands have, like U2? It's the only other one that I think.
Actually, didn't the drummer get hurt? I think the drummer doesn't drum anymore and they've got someone else doing the drums now. So he's not.
Is Larry Mullen Jr. the drummer or is he the bass player?
Are you asking?
Larry Mullen Jr. is the drummer.
Okay.
And is he still playing with the band or not?
It says that he's been a member of the band since its inception. So.
But you also said no touring additional musicians because sometimes they do have that. Well, what do you got?
Yeah, he just has a learning disability. It doesn't say anything about.
There's something, though, that he was like not part of a tour.
I feel like I get him mixed up with
right.
the guy from. Oh.
He did not do the residency in Vegas because he had neck surgery.
Oh.
Bram Van Den Bergh.
Who? Yeah.
Bram Van Den Bergh.
Okay.
So Coldplay is the only one. And that's a long time. 30. I can't really believe it's been 30 years for them. They feel like.
Yeah. They seem like nice
new
boys
era.
That all get along and their music is a delight. I mean. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they could. Maybe there's like they could build a sign together that says no groupies had ever. None of the band has ever done that to any lady.
Well, wouldn't that be
and
sad?
Say, well, no, but that's what I mean. They're nice boys.
Yeah,
they all get along and they don't do groupies.
So when they say so, they might pick up some groupies and be like, "Well, here's your sewing kit. here's
I just
here's
don't
some
see them.
Be,
there's no
be
decadence
done.
There at all. Is all I'm trying to say.
They do seem very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you add up. All the numbers on a roulette wheel. What do you get?
666.
That's right. How'd you know that?
The number of the beast.
There are approximately 5.9 million Puerto Ricans living in the continental United States. And 3.2 million living in Puerto Rico.
How many live in the States?
5.9 million.
Oh, that's a little
quite a bit more.
I want to be in America.
Biz Markie.
Oh, the R&B singer?
Girl!
He's not a singer.
You got what I need.
He sings just like that.
And you say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you!
I know that song, believe it or not.
I just did it perfectly.
Yeah, that's how it sounds. Biz Markie never planned to sing the chorus on Just a Friend, but no one showed that he asked to sing in the studio, so he just did it himself.
Oh, and that's like his biggest hit.
Yeah. Yep.
Did he wind up doing more of that singing in order to, like, whoa, who knew that this would be? Couldn't they have waited until someone who could sing got there?
Well, that's the point is, it turned out to be his biggest hit. Mm. So I'm going to guess, yes, there were producers who went, we're going to recapture that magic. We're going to, it's, dude, you're just a friend.
Buddy, you're just my pal. And we go to things together. And we do stuff too together. Oh, buddy, pal.
There you go. See? Producer did it.
Ah. Maddie's on the show.
A really good singer.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 916 says, Sarah.
Yara.
In quotes, Southwest. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's
I don't fly with normal people.
Please.
There's no first class.
No thanks. Get along, little doggies.
This is all cattle car. I'm not getting in that.
Oh my God. Check me. I'll just fly underneath.
Put me in a kennel and throw me under.
Yeah. Just at least I can lay down.
How much for the whole plane? Because I'm not letting these people on with me. How much for all the seats?
They're gross. Look at them.
Yeah. No.
Tourists and.
Ugh.
Families.
Ugh. These people in Group C are not getting on my plane. It's a no.
Yeah.
Miss?
Yeah, I think I'm at the wrong airline. I gotta go.
Where's my champagne? What?
Hello?
I'm sitting down. Where's my champagne?
We hit the call button a couple times.
415. You know, these are inner dialogues, but it's true. It's really that dark side of you that comes out when you're on a plane and someone's trying to pass you on the aisle. What, you don't think I want to get off? You think I'll just sit here and wait for all of you to... No. Oh, it moved. 415 says, I'm with you, Vin. There it is. You think you're passing me? What am I, your bitch? Wait your turn, old lady. Yeah, I mean, it's funny how this makes
punch you in the nose.
I felt the same way when I was trying to leave the 49er game, and we're in this hell line trying to leave, and some dude's driving down the sidewalk, passing me by. I'm like, police! You just can't. What do you do? This guy just went past.
You get one of those nail strips and lay it down, obviously.
Jesus.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's really not very nice.
What is it?
415 says, dang, so Coldplay is literally the complete opposite of your radio show. Some people have come and gone. That doesn't mean we're the opposite of Coldplay.
I mean, we are actually technically the opposite of Coldplay.
More like Spinal Tap, you know?
Yeah. Actually, I think I would have to leave for us to be the opposite of Coldplay. Because all of them stayed.
You're Chris Martin?
I'm the Chris Martin of this band.
I don't like this comparison because there's not even a good guitar player in the band that you would go, oh, Keith Richards, at least we keep that guy,
right.
Sheesh. Name the guitar player for Coldplay. Go.
Bill Knucklehead.
Okay, you can't.
That's exactly right.
Thank you. I can't name another member of that band. And kind of picture them vaguely. They're like vague shapes in the background of Chris Martin.
Will Champion, Johnny Buckland.
Okay, sure. Who else is in that band? I've never heard any of those names.
What's coming up the trash, Sarah?
No, I don't know. Maybe the answer to that question. Barack Obama, Seth Rogen, and Jella Roll and Daisy Dukes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.